This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Acting President Michel Temer has been sworn in to replace Rousseff. She was accused of illegally using money from state banks to cover deficits in the federal budget. She is alleged to have used the phony figures to gain support during her successful re-election bid in 2014. Rousseff denies any wrongdoing in the matter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Kerry spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology, touching at one point on the ongoing dispute with China over territory in the South China Sea.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights.
The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges. Russia's defense ministry says Russian warplanes killed up to 40 Islamic State militants during a raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. It says IS spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was among the dead. A senior U.S. defense official says the Russian claim is untrue, calling it an attempt at disinformation. The official says al-Adnani was being watched for some time and was killed in an airstrike on a village north of Aleppo. This is VOA News. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump spoke today in Mexico with President Enrique Peña Nieto. The meeting came just hours before he delivers a speech on his immigration proposals.
I was straightforward in presenting my views about the impacts of current trade and immigration policies on the United States. As you know, I love the United States very much, and we want to make sure that the people of the United States are very well protected.
Trump won millions of Republican supporters with a call to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal migration. Trump announced his visit to Mexico City just days after the Mexican leader extended an invitation to both Trump and his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton. Mr. Peña Nieto stirred up a storm of protest in his own country with the meeting with Trump, who is widely reviled in Mexico. Spain's parliament Wednesday rejected acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's bid for a second term. Mr. Rajoy fell 6 votes short, having been rejected by the socialists, who voted unanimously against him. He now faces a second vote on Friday. A loss then would lead to another 2-month period in which Mr. Rajoy would try to form a government, and then possibly another election, the third election within a year. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. The official results, yet to be formally announced, show Mr. Bongo winning 49.8% of the votes, with Jean Ping gaining 48.2%. Mr. Bongo's opponents are already denouncing the result as fraudulent. Protests broke out in the capital, Libreville. Some members of the Electoral Commission resigned Wednesday. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says more than 900 Afghan security personnel have been killed battling Taliban insurgents this past July. According to U.S. military estimates, Afghan forces suffered about 20,000 casualties, including nearly 5,000 dead during the last year's fighting. Tunisia's interior ministry says police in western Tunisia have killed 2 suspected jihadi terrorists and seized guns and a suicide belt in a raid Wednesday. The 2 men were known to police and had been on a terrorist wanted list. They were killed in a shootout Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.